I'm Asiyeh Namdar of the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Democratic presidential contender Barack Obama is on his first visit to Afghanistan. He's been meeting today with local Afghan leaders and U.S. troops. Tomorrow, he's expected to meet with President Hamid Karzai. This trip is meant to boost Obama's foreign policy credentials less than 4 months before the presidential election. EU Chief Javier Solana says talks on Iran's nuclear program were constructive and all sides have shown a clear commitment. But he also says we didn't get the answer to our questions. A six-nation delegation sat down with the Iranians in Geneva, and for the first time, a top State Department official was there. The U.S. says William Burns was there to listen, not to negotiate. The West wants Iran to stop uranium enrichment, and in exchange, no new sanctions will be imposed by the U.N. Security Council. Iran says it will respond in 2 weeks. Iran has insisted its nuclear program is for civilian purposes. Zimbabwe now has 100 billion ways to deal with high prices. $100 billion notes go into circulation Monday to deal with hyperinflation. That monster banknote is equal to only one U.S. dollar and can buy you exactly four oranges at local markets. A helicopter crash in South Korea has injured Reverend Moon and 15 others. Reports say the chopper hit a mountain near Seoul as it tried to make an emergency landing. Hospital officials say the 88-year-old Moon's condition is not serious. In 2004, Moon was the center of coronation ceremony in Washington at which he declared himself the Messiah. He also became widely known for performing mass weddings. Pope Benedict XVI has offered his strongest public statements yet on the clergy sex abuse scandal at a mass in Sydney, Australia. The Pope also made time to visit with three people who say they were sexually abused by clergy when they were children. And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.